Kyiv, Ukraine, AP, powerful explosions rocked a Russian airbase in Crimea and sent towering clouds of smoke over the landscape Tuesday in what may mark an escalation of the war in Ukraine. At least one person was killed and several others were wounded, authorities said. Russia's defense ministry denied the Sakhe base on the Black Sea had been shelled and said instead that munitions had blown up there. But Ukrainian social networks were abuzz with speculation that it was hit by Ukrainian-fired long-range missiles. Videos posted on social networks showed sunbathers on nearby beaches fleeing as huge flames and pillars of smoke rose over the horizon from multiple points, accompanied by loud booms. Crimea Today News said on Telegram that witnesses reported fire on a runway and damage to nearby homes as a result of what it said were dozens of blasts. Russia's state news agency TASS quoted an unidentified ministry source as saying the explosion's primary cause appeared to be a violation of fire safety requirements. The ministry said no warplanes were damaged. Ukraine's defense ministry said sarcastically on Facebook, "The Ministry of Defense of Ukraine cannot establish the cause of the fire, but once again recalls the rules of fire safety and the prohibition of smoking in unspecified places." A presidential adviser, Oleksiy Arestovych, said cryptically in his regular online interview that the blasts were caused either by a Ukrainian-made long-range weapon or were the work of partisans operating in Crimea. During the war, Russia has reported numerous fires and explosions at munition storage sites on its territory near the Ukrainian border, blaming some of them on Ukrainian strikes. Ukrainian authorities have mostly remained mum about the incidents. If Ukrainian forces were, in fact, responsible for the blasts at the airbase, it would be the first known major attack on a Russian military site on the Crimean Peninsula, which the Kremlin annexed in 2014. A smaller explosion last month at the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet in the Crimean port of Sevastopol was blamed on Ukrainian saboteurs using a makeshift drone. Russian warplanes have used the Sakhe base to strike areas in Ukraine's south on short notice. One person was killed, said Crimea's regional leader, Sergei Aksonov. Crimean health authorities said 9 people were wounded, one of whom remained hospitalized. Others were treated for cuts from shards of glass and released. Officials in Moscow have long warned Ukraine that any attack on Crimea would trigger massive retaliation, including strikes on decision-making centers in Kyiv. For his part, Ukraine's president vowed to retake Crimea from Russia. This Russian war against Ukraine and against all of free Europe began with Crimea and must end with Crimea, its liberation, President Volodymyr Zelensky said Tuesday in his nightly video address. Today it is impossible to say when this will happen. But we are constantly adding the necessary components to the formula for the liberation of Crimea. Earlier Tuesday, Ukrainian officials reported at least 3 Ukrainian civilians were killed and 23 wounded by Russian shelling in 24 hours, including an attack not far from the Russian-occupied Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. The Russians fired over 120 rockets at the town of Nikopol, across the Dnieper River from the plant, Dnipropetrovsk Governor Valentin Reznichenko said. Several apartment buildings and industrial sites were damaged, he said. Ukraine and Russia have accused each other of shelling the power station, Europe's biggest nuclear plant, stoking international fears of a catastrophe. The governor of the region where the plant is situated, Alexander Starik, said Tuesday that radiation levels were normal. But he warned that an accident could spread radiation whichever way the wind blows, carrying it to Moscow and other Russian cities. A Russian-installed official in the partially occupied Zaporizhzhia region said an air defense system at the plant would be reinforced in the aftermath of last week's shelling. Yevgeny Belitsky, head of the Kremlin-backed administration, told Russian state TV that power lines and other damaged portions of the plant were restored. The Ukrainians in recent weeks have been mounting counterattacks in Russian-occupied areas of southern Ukraine while trying to hold off the Kremlin's forces in the industrial Donbass region in the east. Follow app's coverage of the war in Ukraine at https://apnews.com/hub/russia-ukraine Susie Blan, The Associated Press.